Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Biweekly Asset Allocation Report for March 19th, 2024. I'm Phil Adler. Sometimes words can be just as powerful, perhaps even more powerful than actions. Just consider the Federal Reserve. Fed officials can greatly influence investor behavior by the words they speak or write. Confluence Associate Market Strategist Thomas Wash joins us today to discuss how the Federal Reserve may be employing the spoken or written word, specifically its forward guidance tool, to create a range for 10-year Treasury yields and how investors might profit as a result. Thomas, is forward guidance a traditional tool for the Fed?
Forward guidance, though not new, isn't the first tool that comes to mind when considering central bank policy. The classic toolkit for central banks to influence markets and the economy has traditionally included three main instruments: the policy rate, open market operations, and reserve requirements. Forward guidance can amplify their effects, as seen with Chair Powell's famous lower for longer and higher for longer pronouncements that signaled to markets that rates were not going to change anytime soon. However, this report delves into the less common application of forward guidance, using it as a standalone tool to directly manipulate financial conditions.
Does forward guidance as a standalone tool only work if Fed officials with admittedly different viewpoints are unified in their central message?
Well, central bank credibility is the linchpin for effective forward guidance. When markets believe officials will act on their pronouncements, they adjust their behaviors accordingly. A prime example is former ECB President Mario Draghi's "Whatever It Takes" pledge. This powerful statement bolstered investor confidence in the euro, preventing a bond sell-off in struggling European countries as they believed that the central bank was willing to go above and beyond to keep the euro area from breaking up.
Is it fair to say, Thomas, that the Fed has been employing this tool more often recently?
Yes. In a surprising display of unity, Fed officials have stuck to the same script. Despite their usual contrasting views, both hawkish and dovish members acknowledge progress on inflation. However, they emphasize the need for further improvement before considering rate cuts. While cautious, they've used forward guidance to hint at 2024 as a potential target year for a shift in monetary policy.
Thomas, was there a specific time in recent months when the Fed's use of this tool became particularly evident?
We noticed when the 10-year Treasury yield surpassed 5% last October, Dallas Fed President Lori Logan, known for her hawkish stance, argued that rising rates could potentially replace the need for further central bank rate hikes. And at the next FOMC meeting, policymakers opted to keep rates unchanged, with Fed Chair Powell suggesting that policy rates may have reached their peak for this hiking cycle.
In other words, can we say that the Fed may have been alarmed last year at the rise in Treasury rates and was successful in talking down those rates?
Well, the 10-year Treasury yield seemingly preordained climb to 5%, rising steadily since April, sparked concern amongst policymakers. The fear wasn't just hitting 5%, but rates potentially surging beyond that, reaching to 6% or even 7% by year end. The Fed's intervention aimed to regain control over market as investor confidence in a strong economy fueled worries about inflation remaining above the central bank's 2% target.
Can we also say that the Fed may then have felt it was too successful in talking down rates and used its forward guidance tool this year to talk them up a bit?
Well, the moment the Fed hinted at pausing rate hikes, investors reacted swiftly by pricing in expectation for future rate cuts. This included the number of cuts and their timing, with markets anticipating as many as 6 reductions beginning as early as March. This rapid shift seemed to disconcert policymakers, who adopted hawkish rhetoric in an attempt to temper market expectations.
Thomas, this sounds an awful lot like market manipulation, is it?
Market manipulation might be too harsh a term. Central banks traditionally rely on interest rates, open market operations, and reserve requirements to guide the economy toward goals like inflation control and full employment. This time, however, policymakers opted for less direct methods to influence market expectations. Their aim could have been to ease financial conditions without deploying the full arsenal of traditional tools at their disposal.
Is there a downside or danger related to the Fed's reliance on forward guidance to achieve its goals?
The Federal Reserve walks a tightrope between credibility and flexibility. Adhering too rigidly to its plan to cut rates could erode trust with investors if recent data confirms persistent inflation pressures and a strong labor market. Conversely, an abrupt departure from the plan risks unsettling markets and potentially reversing progress made in calming long-term interest rates.
Why is the establishment of a range for 10-year Treasury yields important for the strength of the U.S. economy?
It seems as if the Fed would like to strike a Goldilocks zone for interest rates, avoiding both overly restrictive and excessively loose monetary policy. High rates could dampen economic activity and raise the risk of recession, while excessively low rates could reignite inflationary pressures as borrowing costs come down.
Thomas, does recent history suggest the Fed will be successful in establishing such a range for U.S. Treasury 10-year yields?
The effectiveness of the Fed's tools is a complex issue. Operation Twist, for example, aims to control long-term rates by selling short-term treasuries and buying longer-dated ones. However, some argue that the program's limited scope, potentially due to a predetermined cap on purchases, led investors to doubt the central bank's commitment. This investor skepticism might have contributed to a rise in long-term rates despite the Fed's intervention. In essence, the Fed's ability to influence long-term rates hinges on its credibility. The market trusts the Fed's guidance on future rate cuts and its commitment to price stability. It should be able to keep long-term rates in check.
Thomas, finally, how can investors use this information?
Currently, we view long-term treasury securities as a potential trading opportunity rather than a long-term investment. If interest rates rise above 4.5%, it could present a buying opportunity, especially as they approach 5%. However, this view could change if economic outlook weakens significantly, prompting a more aggressive response from the Fed than we currently anticipate.
Thank you, Thomas. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. Be aware that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice, and this information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our audio engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.